Now, Egypt's main opposition group rejects President Mohamed Morsi's call for dialogue as chaos continues to prevail across the country. Opposition leaders took their stand amid fresh clashes between security forces and protesters in several cities. One more protester has been killed and nearly a dozen police officers injured in the capital, Cairo. Thousands of demonstrators also flooded the streets of Port Said, Ismailia and Suez in defiance of a nighttime curfew. Two protesters have reportedly been shot dead in Port Said, bringing to 52 the number of people killed in the nearly week-long violence across the country. Amnesty International has condemned what it calls the unnecessary use of lethal force against demonstrators. Meanwhile, opposition leaders have called for a nationwide protest on Friday to push for what they describe as the unfulfilled goals of the revolution. Well, our correspondent Mohamed Chalabi now joins us via Skype from Cairo. Mohamed, it's been a tense week in Egypt. 52 people dead already on the streets. Tell us a bit more where this is leading, specifically in light of the fact that the state of emergency announced in three cities of Egypt is not keeping the protesters inside. And also the opposition has rejected to hold talks with President Morsi.
Well, Khalid, actually, there was a state of fear and shock in Egypt. Nobody expected things to develop in that manner. There's also curiosity as to what's going to happen tomorrow. And for those still believing, there is guarded optimism. Now, it's not a surprise that the Port Said, Ismailia, or Suez not respect the curfew. Nobody did so, even in the revolution, the 18-day revolution of 2011, that ousted longtime dictator Hosni Mubarak, or even after that in the rule of the interim Supreme Council of the Armed Forces. But in Ismailia, it was peaceful today. Also, in Suez, it was largely peaceful. In Port Said, there was an attempt again to attack the main prison camp there, holding the 21, among others, the 21 convicted for their role in the killing of the football fans in the Port Said Stadium tragedy of February the 1st, 2012, the death sentence they had gotten. That's where it all started in Port Said. The army now being deployed in Port Said, Suez and Ismailia is dealt with that situation. Now, an important development here is that the it was not also a surprise that the National Salvation Front, the main opposition group, rejected the proposed dialogue by President Morsi. It put crippling conditions, like the president would hold himself responsible for the spilling of the blood. They wanted to sack the government, to sack the prosecutor general, to change the constitution. That violence was really in Cairo spread today. You had many cases, especially around Asr al-Nil Bridge and in Tahrir Square. In fact, two police vehicles were set on fire, and a general police officer was kidnapped and then later released. 120 policemen, according to the Interior Ministry, were injured today. Just one important development, Kenneth. Today, the Shura Council, the Upper House of Parliament, approved the government draft law that gives the army the right to arrest and to participate in security along with police. So maybe these are some of the extra measures that President Morsi has said you might have to take. We'll see where things will lead from here, but definitely the situation is tense.
All right. Our correspondent there, Mohamed Chalabi, standing by in the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Mohamed, thank you for updating us on the situation there.